Baggett Street from West Street to Johnson will be closed today for the city contractor to complete paving works. Barrack Street from King Street East to Wellington will be closed Thursday for the city contractor to complete paving works there. Ontario Street from Brock to Clarence is closed today for the relocation of planters from City Hall for the Forever Hip event series load-in. Market Street from Ontario Street to King Street East is closed today through August 23rd for the Forever Hip event series, while King Street East from Clarence Street to Brock is closed August 20th, 22nd, and 23rd for the event. Leroy Grand Drive to Elliott Avenue is closed to through traffic until August 31st to facilitate roadway rehabilitation. South Bartlett is closed from Victoria Street to 15 South Bartlett for facade restoration at 665 Princess Street. Cranbrook Street from Lakeview Avenue to Days Road is temporarily closed for pedestrian improvements. Over on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water main, with traffic reduced to one lane in both directions. On John Counter Boulevard from Elliott Avenue to Montreal Street, construction repairs continue. Motorists should expect delays as contractors complete paving operations on Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Collins Bay Road. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street Community Space. And long-term closures remain in place on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division, Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William, and Barry Street at Queen. And now your weather outlook for today: cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a risk of a thunderstorm. Winds 22 kilometers, gusting to 38, calming over the course of the day. High of 26, feels like 28. Tonight mainly clear with an overnight low of 16. Coming up at 5, Kingston City Council has chosen the free route for their new closed meeting investigator. This has been your afternoon news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on this special community takeover of our airwaves, we're talking to Sandy Dodds, the executive director of the Mess Studio, facilitators Steph and Beth, as well as some of their patrons. Since 2009, the Mess Studio has provided an opportunity for people to come, connect, and create art in a non-threatening atmosphere of love and acceptance. Bringing a diverse community together, they aim to build relationships through art and strive to empower others to make healthier life choices. The Mess Studio welcomes anyone who is interested in creating art and connecting with others. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and on this afternoon's special community takeover of our airwaves, I am here at the Mess Studio. The first person we're going to talk to today is the Mess Studio's Executive Director, Sandy Dodds. Sandy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ara. I'm happy to be on.
Listeners obviously can't see this space, but it's pretty cool, very dynamic, a lot going on. If folks have never been here or don't know what the Mess Studio is, can you give them a little bit of an idea of who you are, what you do, what the mission is, and sort of who uses this space?
Okay, great. Well, as our name implies, it's a messy space that began back in 2009. Another artist and I were talking, and we were just talking about the great dynamic that goes on when you're working on a piece of art and working side by side. At that time, we were working on a large mural for a school play, and we just really felt that we didn't know one another before we started painting this mural, and by the end of it, we were fast friends. So we began to just toss around the idea of what it would look like to use the making of art and the sharing of food to build a community of people. And while we all know that, like, art is just so healthy, no matter what level you feel you're at, just the act of creating. And what sometimes is a barrier is finances, you know, taking classes or the art supplies in themselves. So we began to toss around the idea of taking art supplies into Martha's Stable. We went down, we spoke to Rhonda there and said that we'd like to bring art supplies in once a week and just sit at a table. So we started with like a table that would fit about six artists, two to three, and very quickly we began to sense just the camaraderie and the friendship. At first, people were kind of looking over and saying, what are you doing? We didn't announce what we were doing. We didn't say, come on and do art. We just sat down and started creating with our own art supplies. And the curiosity just took the better of everyone, and they started to join us. We loved being at Martha's. It was a great place to start. But as I said, very quickly, we learned that we needed more space. So we moved around a couple of times, landed down here at St. Andrew's at 130 Clergy. We met with the minister at the time. There was space downstairs in their basement, Gill Hall, and it was decided we would move in here. It was, at the time, the only green space downtown, so that was exciting. We had a captive audience out on the lawn most days when we came to work, so we would just invite people in. And when I say work, I say that actually quite loosely, because being in community, it is messy, but it's wonderful, and it doesn't actually feel like work. Most days it just feels like coming home and being with family. So here at St. Andrew's, we started out, you know, fairly conservatively, 10 people. Now, after we're in our 18th year, we are seeing anywhere between 120 and 140 people come in to make art, share food, and just be in community. And it's so diverse and inclusive. If you said, who is your population? I'd say who isn't, because everyone is welcomed in. We have people that possibly are living rough. We have people from Queens. We have retirees. We have professional artists. We have people from different organizations that have been referred to us to look for community. So it isn't about who comes. It's about the fact that we have been able to create a space where everyone feels valued and there's dignity and just a real sense of family. Mm-hmm. So we're called the Mess Studio because making art is messy, obviously, and life can be really messy. And we just encourage everyone to persevere and to just work through those things that actually can turn out quite beautiful. Mm-hmm. Those unexpected things in our lives that having someone to walk beside you during those times, that we're not therapists or anything else, but obviously art in itself is therapy. For all of us, we just see that we're healthier when we're together.
Mm-hmm. And I love the sense of community and how diverse and inclusive the community that you're developing it here is. What would you say to people who are like, oh, you know, this sounds really interested, but I'm too nervous, or I'm intimidated, or I'm not a good artist?
Well, the first thing I would say is that we don't mark anything, so don't worry about whether you're a good artist or whether you've done it. Most of us get that creative drive almost knocked out of us when we're young. Maybe somebody said, oh, that doesn't look like a tree, or, you know, you need to do it this way, or they actually came over and worked on our art piece, and that is something we really discourage here. There is a lot of learning that goes on one-on-one. But it's not a class and it's not a program. It's a community. So come in, get back in touch with your artistic bent, because if we all created the same, it would be pretty boring. So we say come in, get back in touch with it, have fun with it, and don't worry about the value of your art isn't whether you sell it or whether somebody calls you an artist. We are created to be creative. And we're healthier when we're feeding that within ourselves. So we can have food, we can have clothing, we can have shelter. But until we are able to get back in touch with that side of ourselves that is creative and that is giving, I think our humanity is, you know, is jeopardized. So getting back into it, finding a way to express yourself, there's something on the wall here for everyone. And again, the diversity of the art, there's realism, there's abstract, there's somewhere in between, there's like collage, and there's something I think that will appeal to every person that comes in, and the walls are full, as you saw. So we would just say, come in, grab a cup of coffee, and just relax, and then see where that takes you. We had someone come for over 5 years who never did any art, mm-hmm. and then started coloring, so I mean, that's huge for us.
I think it's nice to know, too, that you don't have to rush into things.
No.
You can get a sense of the place before you're, quote-unquote, expected, yeah. And there is no expectation.
And the great thing about coming into this space, like, we are in the basement, so we have to come down these stairs. Our signs are outside. It says, the Mess Studio, come join us. You ring a doorbell, so one of our facilitators comes up, opens the door, and says, hey, and introduces himself. So you're coming down the stairs, not alone, into a big room of unknown people. But by the time you've come to the bottom of the stairs, you've exchanged names and maybe, you know, chatted a bit. So I think it's a gentle way to enter without feeling like I've just opened the door. And I often think of Cheers when everybody would yell Norm.
Yeah.
So I think this is actually a really nice way to enter in because you're walking beside someone. Mm-hmm. They give you a 10-cent tour kind of thing, help you get acclimatized, go from there.
And how many people do you have volunteering, I guess, on the like facilitation or instructor, or there are people who wash dishes?
We're trying to have 3 facilitators per day, and then we can use as many volunteers. Actually, we don't call them volunteers. That's another thing. Everyone who comes to the mess studio is a community member. So if you come and you say, oh, I'd like to help out in some way, we're like, yes, we love that. So now you are an active community member. So on any given day, we could have a number of active community members because it is nice to have someone from the community welcome you. We serve a really nice, nutritious lunch, so quite often we need help in the kitchen. We have an open pantry now on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so we need help sorting the food that we, the intake, before we can let it go on the outtake. So there's so many different ways that people can become involved. But for us to run without glitches, 3 facilitators and then as many community members as possible. And we really do encourage people to be engaged in the community. We're not a program, so it's self-serve in regards to the food and the art supplies and everything.
Take everything you know and write it on your skin, then you can carry on and forget everything. Take everything you own and put it in your car. You can drive away. Drive away so far, then drive into a lake and take off all your clothes. Set your clothes on fire. Now you are alone, but you've got all you know written on your skin, so you can carry on and forget everything. All the things I'd rather be. All the things I'd rather. You know and write it on your skin, then you can carry on and forget everything. Take everything you own and put it in your car. You can drive away so far, then drive into a lake and take off all your clothes. Set your clothes on fire. Now you are alone, but you've got all you know written on your skin, so you can carry on and forget everything. Oh, all the things are.
I can't stay around.
Okay, so we just had a chance to talk with Sandy, and now I'm here with Steph. Steph, would you like to introduce yourself to listeners and let us know who you are and what you do here at the MESS?
Okay, I'm Steph. I am a program facilitator here at the MESS Studio. I've been here almost 4 years. My role really is just helping people introduce themselves into the studio, figuring out where everything is, how things work, just kind of making the transition a little bit less intimidating. Because sometimes walking into a new space can be very intimidating. Nobody likes to do something new for the first time. So I'm here to just sort of help you meet some people, figure out where things are, how things work, you know, and just answer any questions so that you can come in and just enjoy the space and start building some community with some other people who enjoy art as much as you do.
Cool. And how did you get involved with the MESS Studio?
So one of my really good friends is actually on the board and has been telling me about the MESS Studio for years and has been saying, oh, you need to go and paint there. Such a great space. You'd really enjoy, you know, doing art there. And then one day he called and said, they're actually looking for a facilitator. And I was just kind of in that point in my life where it was a good timing. Sandy and I had coffee and we just talked about the studio and what it was and what it could be for me. And I just fell in love with it.
As a facilitator, was it what you expected? Did you know what to expect?
I didn't really. Again, because I was new to the place, just like a new person walking in. I had never been here. Didn't know how it worked kind of thing, which I actually think is kind of an advantage because I know what it feels like to sort of walk down those stairs and go, I have no idea where I'm going or what's happening. It helped me realize, okay, this is kind of an intimidating place to walk into, but it's such a great space and it's such a great place. And I thought, okay, well, I can help people make that transition for sure.
It's intimidating, but it's also exciting. I mean, you walk down the stairs and you see pottery and painting and crayons and all different kinds of art supplies and people sort of just spread out throughout. So I think it inspires a little bit of like, oh, maybe there is something for me here.
Oh, for sure. And I like anyone who, there's a lot of people who come in and say, oh, I don't really do art. And I'm like, well, you know what? Everybody has a creative side. Everybody wants to even doodle. So let's get you something in your hand that, you know, will help you engage with that side of you. And let's get you a cup of coffee and see, you know, who we might have something in common with here in the room. So.
And how have you seen it evolve in the 4 years that you've been here?
Our community has evolved a lot in 4 years. I don't know that I could put my finger on how or why. I think it's just the right people finding us at the right time, you know, and just kind of rolling with that, you know. I think it's like any place. The core community kind of changes as people move or things change and then new people come in and they step up. Yeah, it has changed a lot in 4 years, but not in a negative way, or just kind of in a very organic way.
I was saying to Sandy, I love how it is really encompassing a lot of the community, and it's nice to come into a place like this and see, you know, that there isn't one kind of person being represented.
Yeah, I mean, I look around and I go, oh, she does watercolor, he does acrylic, and oh, he's amazing at pottery. Like, and so, like, financial boundary, none of those things really matter here. It's really, like, what are you into? What really are you passionate about? And how can we kind of, like, walk together in that passion?
You mentioned intimidation factor. As a facilitator, how do you encourage people to kind of just let go of those personal judgments or those expectations that we place on ourselves? I'm not good enough to do this.
Right. Yeah, that's hard. It gets really hard when it comes to art because I think people have an expectation of what they need to be in order to engage in an artist community. And here we have people who just come and have coffee and love to chat. And I haven't seen them pick up a pencil ever. And that's okay, because like we do art, but also like our main goal is community and just building community. And if you're okay with, you know, me painting a landscape while I'm sitting chatting with you, then yeah, you know, and I can always find you a coloring book. Yeah. You know, we have millions of them. So
yeah.
So it is intimidating, but there is no expectation in terms of any kind of art ability or interest or anything like that.
Everybody that's existing got a mind of their own. We're all kings and queens with a throne of our own. Trying to raise a family's an healthy home. We gotta learn to stick together, hate to be here alone. 'Cause the world is a place that will eat you alive in one day. Said the world is a place that you can't survive without faith. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know.
We are now here with Beth. Beth, do you want to introduce yourself to listeners and let them know what you do here at the Mess Studio?
Oh, yeah, sure, for sure. My name is Beth Cotton, and I work here at the Mess, and I started almost 2 years ago and kind of found it by happen chance, new to the area, and I saw an ad for one of their classes upstairs called Create and came to learn how to do some mosaics and looked around and realized that this is a beautiful space reaching, you know, a diverse community, and my heart just opened to the whole experience. I am an artist. My education is that, and so I just reached out and said, if you ever need any help, and I got a call in a snowstorm, and here I am, almost 2 years later, so it's been a wonderful experience.
Yeah, and you sort of referenced this, but what attracted you specifically to the Mess Studio compared to maybe other spaces where you've created art before?
Oh my gosh, it's such an inclusive community, and it, like, leading through hands and heart is exactly what happens here. There's no judgment. You can be who you are despite whatever your daily challenges are. As Sandy, who founded it, said, life can be messy, physically, mentally, emotionally. And here, as long as you can come in and interact with community, you can come and be here and create art. And, you know, when you eat together, that has a feeling of family, that you belong. And so I just think it's incredibly beautiful that people can come here, work independently. I mean, I float around, so I ask somebody if I may make a suggestion, and if they're open to a new idea, you know, that they want to try. But everybody works independently, and I really like that people can come and feel like they're part of our family, which they are. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of people that live by themselves, and loneliness is an epidemic. So if you can come here, we have so many regulars, and then some that pop in, and, you know, feel that you're part of our community, that's what it's all about. So you can create whatever you want through pottery, through pastels, chalks, markers, photography, wood burning, clay, and we will feed you from the generous food that's donated from Lion Hearts, which serves 62 agencies. It's a beautiful organization. So we have delicious snacks and coffee, tea, and then lunch every day at noon, and it's really a place of gratitude. I look at everybody as if they were my child, you know, and I would want everybody to feel loved and accepted. And so the goal is to make sure everybody feels seen. Mm-hmm. Somebody tells you something, you circle back, and how is that going? Did you find a place to live? You know, did you make some new friends with that experience? So emotionally, it's really heavy some days when you hear some stories that are out of your ordinary, normal life. But at the same time, it's just amazing to be spending my time where I feel like I'm making a difference, even if it's just simply making somebody feel seen, you know, and understood.
And, I mean, you've touched sort of broadly upon it, but what activities do you do here?
Oh, yeah, okay, everything.
Everything,
I know. So I am technically an art consultant, so, you know, wander around, and I've got lots of experience in all different mediums, so, you know, I can assist and come up with ideas. The last Thursday of every month, we have what's called the Create Upstairs. And now that's a class that I teach. And because everybody comes in here and they have to be self-directed, so they've got an idea, they're going to make it. We just help them find all the materials that they need. The Create class is 100% accessible. So we have a ramp for people that need assistance, you know, mechanically to get in, and have personal support workers. And on that last Thursday, I teach something that everybody can do. Now, we have some people with limited mobility, so their joy might just be putting a mark on a piece of paper. And then we have retired folks that come in, friends, and they'll really drill down and create something very intricate and interesting. And it's wonderful. So again, snacks and drinks upstairs. And I try to cover a variety of sort of fine art mediums. So our next one coming up at the end of the month is exploring landscape through chalk pastels. We've done oil pastels. We had somebody come in and do Zentangle, which is sort of like a Zen relaxing way to create art through kind of structured doodling. We've done pottery and all sorts of interesting topics. So it keeps changing, and we get a different community that comes down here, which is interesting. So you're reaching more people, but that's really fun. Now, the CREATE stands for Come, Relate, Explore, Art, Talk, and Eat. So that was the purpose of creating a specialized program on the last Thursday of every month, and it's just been wonderful so far.
I love that there's sort of two different kinds of programming going on, as you've mentioned. So the CREATE is sort of specific and themed.
Yes.
And down in the Mess Studio, it's whatever you want. So it's not like, oh, if I want to do pottery, I have to be here on Tuesdays from 10 to 11:30.
Right.
So it really does allow you to kind of work with your schedule in that way, which I think is really nice for people, especially if they're feeling time crunched or you want to play with a bunch of different things and don't know heading into the day like what mood they're creating.
Well, that's exactly it. And honestly, some people come in and they just have a cup of coffee and engage in a conversation. Some people come in and they know exactly what they're going to do. And some people, you know, when they're in sort of a transition of life, whether they're a student at Queen's, we've had lots of kids that have come through that have some food insecurities and will be able to come for, you know, breakfast and lunch and create. And we have some other people that, you know, are currently living without a house, and they will come in and get a warm cup of coffee, and we have some supplies on hand, coats and warm shoes and socks and things like that. Mm-hmm. So everybody can go from just enjoying company and having people saying, hello, how are you? And, you know, what would you like to do today? To just sitting to full on, like Jeff here, who's doing his pottery. He does unbelievable, intricate themes, and it's amazing. So there's everybody is welcome here, and a whole range of beautiful art is created because of that. Mm-hmm.
At an unspoken joke we all understand. Taking turns, making punchlines with our eyes. Taking turns, playing jester for the group tonight. No one knows me better. We go together like birds of a feather. Thick as thieves and we all know why. Life is better with you by my side. Your nonsense makes sense. You're speaking my language when life gets hectic. You're all that I need on late nights in hard times. I love that your weirdness matches mine. I always find you just make sense to me. You just make sense to me. People tell me you're a strange bird, but all my favorite folks in the world are a little absurd. Everybody's trying to fit in, but I'm loving every moment of us being different. Your nonsense makes sense. You're speaking my language when life gets hectic. You're all that I need. Only makes sense. You're speaking my language when life gets hectic. You're all that I need. Only nights in hard times. I love that your weirdness matches mine. I always find you just make sense to me.
To me. All right, so we had an opportunity to talk to some of the facilitators and the founder of the Mess Studio, and now I am here with a group of some of the artists that participate here. Do you want to go around the table and introduce yourself?
My name is Jeff. That's Jeff with a G.
Okay.
Just so we're clear.
I'm Maya Lilith.
I'm Natasha.
I'm Maddox.
All right, nice to meet you all. So what is it about the Mess Studio that you enjoy, and what kind of art do you do? So Jeff, you were quietly sitting in the room while I was doing interviews earlier, so you do a lot of pottery?
Yeah, I am, as Sandy would say, the Mess's resident potter.
And how long have you been the resident potter here?
10 years, I think.
10 years, wow. And what keeps you coming to the Mess Studio? Why do you enjoy it?
They got some nice people here. Plus, I like to make stuff out of clay.
And very intricate stuff, I will say.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you liked it.
Absolutely. I'm sorry we're on radio, so I can't show it off, but listeners should come down so they can come and take a peek inside of the pottery closet and check some of it out. Maya?
I've been coming here somewhere between 4 and 5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I first started coming here when I was new to the city, didn't really have a great living situation, and needed, you know, to be able to out of the house. And I forget exactly how I came across this place, but it's always been good for company. It's helped me with getting reliable food, and also, of course, doing all kinds of different art.
Mm-hmm.
I do some pottery, not as much as Jeff. Some painting, drawing. I'm kind of a jack of all trades, I guess, yeah. Except for pastel.
Okay. Pastels fussy.
I don't like pastels.
Fair. And what about over here?
Well, I am probably one of the weirdest ones who showed up at the door because I followed Elvis to get here.
Oh.
I've now come to learn that his actual name is Wyatt, but it took me 5 years of being a neighbor and being at the art studio every week for me to finally learn his real name. He is an Elvis impersonator, so that is what he was in my brain. And
yeah.
One day he said he was going to go do art down here, and I was pretty stressed. I needed an outlet about 2 years ago. I was dealing with my mom passing and stuff. So, yeah, I followed to the art studio, and I never left. They're an amazing group here. They'll feed you. They'll make sure that if you need the help, you get the help. It's a wonderful space with wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
It is truly a village for the community.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And they do allow children.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you're with them.
Fair. And speaking of children, I mean, you're not a child, but you are someone's child.
He is 14.
Yeah.
He is legally still a child.
Yep.
I mostly do pottery, and I also do some paintings, but lately I've been more doing paintings and pottery, like with Jeff. Jeff was actually the one who introduced me to the pottery, because I wanted to come in here, and he showed me how to do everything. So, yeah, if you ever do come in here, ask Jeff. He'll help you with pretty much anything.
Jeff with a G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you found really cool about working in this space particularly?
Honestly, I just like looking at some of the pieces some people do. There's also a whole bunch of nice people here, and yeah, Jeff has some really good pieces. I really like looking at those.
Yeah, they are very impressive. And how often does everyone here come to this space?
If we have the opportunity and the day is free, we come.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it.
I think I average 3 out of 3 days a week, usually.
Nice.
But I usually leave early because I do 3D printing.
Oh, cool.
So. I'm assuming somebody already mentioned Create 15, but that is a really cool program where once a month they do a specialized class.
I mean, because you can just play and explore in this space and do whatever you want, but it's nice sometimes to get a little instruction if it's something that you're like, I don't know where to start with this.
There's even a photography group that happens once a month as well, I believe. I'm not a part of it, so I don't know the specifications, but it's on the door outside.
Yeah. How's it been like in terms of a sense of community to be in this space?
I like to joke that I live under a rock. In a way, I do, because I live in a basement. So I don't have a lot of opportunity to actually be around people, generally, because of that. So coming here, there's just a lot of people. It doesn't quite feel as alone, if that makes sense, even if I'm not talking to anyone. Of course, I have made friends here. I have my friend here. Probably my closest friend here, Robin, isn't here today, but Robin and I, we have a big age difference, but we both love cats, so that's kind of what makes work for us.
So you know how sometimes when you go to a place, you'll see people there, you'll associate while you're there, and then you don't see them outside, or if you do see them, you just carry on about your day and you don't acknowledge each other?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the vibe here. I see people outside on a regular, and we all say hi to each other, even if we are antisocial.
And I hear, Jeff, that you're a good mentor for other people that might be interested in pottery as well.
Yeah, sometimes I do a little bit of tutoring.
Was it something that you did before you came to the space, or that you just learned since you've been here?
I guess I'm mostly self-taught when it comes to clay.
I always think it's a little nerve-wracking working with clay, especially firing things, but have you fired any of the pieces that you've done?
Yeah, I've done a decent amount. I've also had a few failures.
Okay. A couple of cracked things, nothing exploded, I hope.
Nothing exploded. Sometimes things just fall apart because you didn't put them together right.
Yeah, part of the learning process, right?
Yeah, trial and error.
Yeah.
Mostly the latter.
Yeah. I think it's nice to do activities where making mistakes is part of the process, and it's a good life skill to learn to be like, okay, you know what? It doesn't have to be perfect. I learned something.
The camera can't see it, but we exhibit our mistakes and show them off here.
And that is a little dude that is stuck to a tile because it was glazed on the bottom.
Nothing works better than a visual reminder.
Yep. Yes.
And another reminder that every time this happens, Amaranth charges us for it.
Oh, because it gets fired on those tiles.
Yeah.
We don't actually do the firing.
Right.
Here.
Well, I mean, having your own kiln is big and very hot.
Plus, we don't have the space for it.
Yeah, exactly. So we have an inside scoop on parking as well, because the mess studio is downtown off Princess and Clergy.
So if you continue going down Clergy away from the church and McDonald's, there is parking on the other side of the road, Queen Street there, literally just past Queen. All of those spaces over there, you can park from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. free of charge.
Okay, very good to know.
Fearful to be equal to the hand that gave it life. A planet made of miracles is broken into pieces, souls stolen from the ones who know the land is on our side. Power is fixated on controlling what is powerful, too fearful to be equal to the hand that gave it life.
I wanted to ask you, because I've already seen some promotion for it on your Instagram page,
okay,
is an event that you have coming up. I believe it's in November, and I wonder if you could tell listeners about it.
Okay.
So in November of every year, on the first Saturday of November, this year that turns out to be November 7th, we have our annual art show and sale. And it's an opportunity for all of the artists within the Mess Studio, the potters, the photographers, the painters, to showcase some of their artwork and put it on display. For that day, all of the existing artwork that's up on the walls now is taken down. And we're so thankful that we now have slat walls that we were able to purchase through the Cataraqui-Kingston Rotary Club and a grant from them. So the hanging of the show is now another way that we can engage people in learning how to hang a show. Before that, you know, driving nails into a wall, you had to be pretty selective about who was doing what. So anyway, each artist gets to put, depending on their size, between 4 to 6 pieces. They can be for sale. They don't have to be for sale. If they are for sale, 90% of the proceeds from that art piece go to the artist, and we ask them to donate 10% back into the main studio. So we've been running 18 years, and I'd say this is probably our 16th year of doing it, but it's only gotten bigger and better. In the last couple of years, we've had a holiday market upstairs. We also have like a soup fundraiser where you come, because the event runs from 11 to 3, so you can come anytime after 11 and you can grab lunch here, homemade soups that are amazing, view all the art, shop upstairs. It's also just a time too that you can meet with the artist, because right now you might have a piece on this side of the room, one over there. They're not in any kind of display, but it's an opportunity to help people learn how to hang art, to do an installation that's pleasing, and also to be able to stand by their art and chat with people that come by and say, hey, I found that really interesting. What is it?
Mm-hmm. And it's exciting, too. I mean, I think to get feedback in real life and to see the people that are really excited about what you're doing, you know,
absolutely.
Is just a really positive feedback. Yeah. And then, as you say, an opportunity to give back to the Mess Studio.
And that is great. We don't have any government funding, so we're pounding the pavement to raise funds in order to continue. A lot of grants and things tend to be project-based, which is great. Projects are great, but we're looking for long term. A project has a start and a finish date, and something that we're trying to instill in people is that we are here for you. And it doesn't start this date and it doesn't end this date, but we're going to be here every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We are a known place that you can come and feel safe and feel like you're in community, and that's a tremendous gift for all of us. Like, we find that kind of commitment in our workplaces. If we're part of a faith group, we find it there. But for many people, that is kind of the missing link, mm-hmm. You know. You can have all kinds of professional supports, but just pure friendship and camaraderie, I think it's so important.
Absolutely. Meaningful connections.
Meaningful connections. Perfect.
If people want to participate, either by attending or if they have art that they want to showcase, how do they get in touch?
So we do have a call out right now to artists who also believe. Our tagline is building community with hands and heart. So if you believe that everyone should have access to community, to being creative and all of that, we have asked, and we usually get a very great response from the Kingston community, we've asked professional artists to donate a small piece, something up to the value of $150 kind of thing, and you'll get a gift in kind receipt for that. So we have one area of the show where it's all donated pieces that go 100% back in to us building community with hands and heart. There's a number of ways, even coming in and helping out on the day of, if you've got some time. Maybe you want to play some music upstairs. Like, we are just really open to whatever kind of suggestions that people might have to enhance that day for us, but also to enhance our weekly get-togethers here. Be an active community member. It can be as simple as just coming in and sitting down and having a cup of coffee beside someone. So there's so many different ways to be involved, and they're all so meaningful. Mm-hmm. Time, giving a person time. Like, I think quite often we think, okay, I can give money, I can give this, I can give that. But because of how busy we are in life, the gift of time can be forgotten. So time is very important to us here. Making sure that everyone feels seen. And we're open to all kinds of new and exciting ideas.
Well, I can't wait to see it in November.
Yeah.
I will admit I haven't been before, but
definitely interested. Yeah. This is probably going to be our best show ever.
There you go.
Every year we say that.
Yeah. Hey, and I'm sure it's like you always learn, right?
It's a collective effort too. Yeah. And we find that as we become more experienced in it, the better.
If people are listening and they're like, I do think I want to try this, I want to check this out, how can they find out more about you? Do you have a web presence, social media?
We do. We have an Instagram page, and it's at The Mess Studio. And then we are on Facebook. It's The Mess Studio Kingston, if you want to look us up. And we also have a website, themessstudiokingston.com, and it has kind of everything about the studio. And there's a place to send us a message of, hey, I want to come, you know, can you meet me at the door and, you know, give me a tour? And we'd totally be willing to do that.
And can people just pop in as well?
We're open 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and it's literally drop-in. You can come for 10 minutes, you can come in at 10 and leave, you know, at the end. Wednesdays we close at 1 just because we have another group come in. It really is self-directed. You can stay for as long as or as little as you want.
Have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, the coffee is good. So.
Chickens behind.
If people want to get involved, mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about obviously just being welcome in the space, but Sandy used active community members as a term.
That's great.
So if they want to become an active community member, or if they want to donate to what the Mess mm-hmm. Studio is doing, how do they support the activity?
That is an excellent question. Yeah, Sandy's amazing. I'm constantly learning from her, reframing the way you think and participation. And it's interesting because I'm a person that are like, oh, I can do all these things. But no, we like community to gain some skills and to help out. It is all of our space when we work together. So right now with our pantry, community members can volunteer and help us sort through some of the food and, you know, put things in bags so that when our community comes through Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12:30 to 2:30 to put together a bag of groceries, our community has helped do that. We're looking for people to help bring it all down at 9:30 because it's heavy. We've got stairs and boxes so that we can be open for regular business at 10. And generally being a great friend. That's the best thing here is come in and be a good friend to somebody. You know, say hello to everybody at your table. Because you're just not sure what somebody's going through, and just being positive with somebody might be enough to change the direction of somebody's day. But now, donations, that would be amazing because we operate on, you know, donations through grants that Sandy spends hours and hours writing out, through donations from people that come up to the Create. We actually have a can and we hope somebody would throw $5 in. Same here, but we don't want that to hold anybody back from coming and being a part of our community. Anybody that donates over $20 gets a tax receipt mailed to them. You can go to canadahelps.ca and directly make a donation to the Mess Studio. Our website and our Facebook and our Instagram, the Mess Studio in Kingston, you can find all the buttons to direct you to that. But donations are definitely what we need. And there are so many ways to donate your time, money, gift cards to anywhere that we can get art supplies, hardware stores, Art Noise, Michaels, that's another way to donate. And some people will bring in, if somebody's passed away in the family that was an artist. Mm-hmm. I love it when people think of us and we get all of their beautiful supplies that come to us. And you know, you wonder who held these brushes and just that person loved art so much. And now all of that energy is coming into our studio with their belongings. So it's beautiful.
Yeah. And I mean, there's certainly a lot of different supplies in here.
So many. Yeah. Yes. So many. But we're going through the canvases and paint all the time.
Yeah.
We can always use more for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe for, you know, there's lots of people out there that you sort of try something and then it's not quite for you. And then you get a closet full of more and more and more art supplies. So this could be a great opportunity to maybe find the thing that is for you, but also clear out some space and donate as
Absolutely.
Well. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for talking with me. It's really cool to get perspectives from people that are involved and creating, and I really appreciate your time today. So thank you.
No problem.
It was a pleasure getting to meet you today. I will say I can't imagine a more friendly welcome at the door than I had this today. So I appreciate that. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Well, Beth, it's been a pleasure. I know you're actively facilitating today as well, but I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. It's so fantastic to get different perspectives on this space, and there's such a through line about inclusivity and community in here. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. I feel so very lucky to be a part of this wonderful organization. Yeah. So thank you for taking an interest in our studio too.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Well, Sandy, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure. This is my second time in the studio, so getting to see the space.
We want you to become a regular.
Yeah. And I know you're very busy, so I appreciate the time and wish you the very best.
Thanks so much, Ara.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved.